Afghanistan is witnessing a very important historical event. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry paid a surprise visit to the capital Kabul and held talks with President Hamid Karzai. They discussed the bilateral security agreement, which will let some 15,000 U.S. and NATO troops to remain in Afghanistan beyond 2014. The deal will also provide immunity for the soldiers inside the country. All this, however, depends on whether or not the lawyer Jirga and the Afghan parliament approve the pact. President Karzai has agreed to refer the issue to a lawyer Jirga gathering of Afghan political and tribal factions for endorsement. He said he did not have the authority to negotiate immunity for foreign troops. Mr. Karzai has also warned the U.S. and its allies about their post-2014 dreams of Afghanistan in a press conference on October 7.
If the United States and its allies, NATO, continue to demand that even after signing the BSA, they will have the freedom to attack our people or our villages, the Afghan people will never allow them that.
Meanwhile, the Afghan people and some of the country's lawmakers have expressed concern about the historical deal. They say if the Afghan government approves the deal, the U.S. and its allies will have enough pretexts to do what they want in Afghanistan, and Afghanistan's sovereignty will turn into a meaningless concept.